Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Well, my husband asked me recently what I wanted for my 33rd birthday, which is a week from today. To his surprise, and unlike me, I said nothing. He was so amazed. I said to him, the opportunity to interview and meet the UN Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, was a gift enough for me. Again, he was so amazed. He went like, really? I said, yeah, that's all I wanted. In that interview with Mr. Ban Ki-moon, I asked him how developing countries like mine are expected to finance the implementation of their sustainable development goals with their limited financial resources. I also wanted to know from him his view on the call for a female to succeed him and how he intends to implement the UN's commitment to support the African Union's 2063 development agenda, as he said in his a remark. In the past few weeks, I have also developed a much deeper understanding of how the United Nations works. Reporting on the General Assembly was the most fascinating thing I ever done in my 6 years as a print and online journalist. It was challenging, not just for the variety of headline-making stories, but also because I had a chance to see so many leaders come together at a particular time. One of the highlights was having the opportunity for the first time to interact with my own president, John Dramani Mahama, who congratulated me for being a Dark Fellow. Out of all the reports I have filed from the United Nations, I am most proud of the ones I have filed on the refugee crisis because I've always empathized with them. And I love the Secretary General for saying that it's not a crime to seek refuge. Another highlight of this fellowship was the opportunity to visit and write about the September 11 memorial. So far, this has been a wonderful opportunity, and I look forward to the final weeks and challenges it brings. I know that back home in Ghana, every journalist desires to be a Dark Fellow or have the opportunity to be in New York to report on the General Assembly. For me, I want to say a very big thank you to the Dark Hammarjowl Fund for Journalists for making this lifetime dream a reality. I really want to say a very big thank you to Evelyn Leopold for all the support you have given us. Seriously, I wouldn't know what we would have done without you. You have been so lovely, and we are so grateful to you. I also want to say a big thank you to all the donors for all the support, for helping us make a lifetime dream come true. Thank you very much.